Eitza number in Emes and Emuna, Eitza Lamed about 36. The main Iker Shlemish Emuna, or the main perfect Emuna, complete Emuna is she is Chadik Emuna Chazaka Kolka. The person should be so strong in Emuna. We talk about Emuna. See, she's so strong about Emuna. She says Zaka Ubrura Ma'ayin. It should be clear. The Emuna should be clear. As she adore be'enav until it's as if in his eyes kiluraya be'enav mamish hadarish mamava. Yes, if he sees the thing that he believes in front of him and with his eyes, he believes in it so much. It's as if I see it in with my eyes, as I see it in front of me. I believe Hashem is going to help me so much. I already see the salvation in front of me. That's my emunah. Even though it's not here, it's so far. Whatever I'm looking for is so far. Feels like I'm lost. My situation is very bad. But I said emunah in Hashem, such emunah that the answer is ready in front of me. Lama zayin. Ayde machlekes. Through machlekes. Ayde zeh. Through this, nefla machshav shal rishayim. The bad thoughts of the wicked people, she machshav shal kfirus, thoughts of denial, they come into the minds, al-hanashim k'sherim, of kosher people. So what do you do now? Person, you get all of a sudden these yetzirah comes and creeps up on us. These bad thoughts, of kfira, lack of emunah, right, and lack of emunah Hashem, lack of emunah tzadikim. So what's the tikkun? Right, tikkun lazeh, sheyishtek, be quiet, v'imzar malcham alashem, just give the Hashem the war. That's sometimes the eitzah, when you have bad thoughts, even, right, then the eitzah is, let Hashem take care of it. So Hashem, I'm not thinking about this thing, I'm not going to have questions on you, I'm just going to go to the next step. I say, you Hashem, you know what's going on. And say over here, to give the war to Hashem. Say, I don't understand anything. And that's how we can get away from these bad thoughts and try to come close to Hashem. Also, Emes, a truthful person. He does every mitzvah. He's very meticulous about every mitzvah, trying to do every mitzvah as best as he can. And he does the mitzvah the same way when he's in his house, as if he's in front of people. A lot of times we do mitzvahs when we're in public differently. Everybody's watching us. They say, right, they say, one time there was a rabbi that he's Talmud, he sat there, he was benching in front of his Talmud. And he was there, and his rabbi had to bench. And the Talmud was sitting there. So he told the Talmud, thank you for sitting here, because now I bench better, because I have to show you how I bench with Kavana. Because you're sitting here, maybe you bench better. So, but the point of to try to do mitzvahs when we're in private, just like we're in public, in front of people. And there's no difference how he serves Hashem. Because there's no sheker in his way with Hashem. Right, he's not doing anything for people. So this person who is really serving Hashem L'shem Shemayim for the sake of heaven, then he draws to himself all the tzedakahs. Through this, he can nullify all the machshava kfir. Since he's so emes in his avodas Hashem, his service of Hashem is so truthful. He has no sheker in it. He can bittle all those thoughts of kfira from the rishayim that come into people. He can nullify and knock out all that sheker because he has such a power of emes. So we're learning this little bit of Torah, but it's a kind of Torah. I say that because the Zohar Parsha Shlach says, Kadosh Baruch Hu glorifies himself in the Torah. Hashem says, go in my way and toil in my work, and I'll bring you into great worlds, upper worlds. I'll lose that Baganekid, go up in the north and deal in Torah, and you'll see that the Torah, it will stand before you, and that's how you'll know me. Right, we know the pasuk Ayalas Ahavim V'Yalas Chaim. Right, the Torah makes everybody love the person. It gives the person the charm. The Torah is the light of all the worlds. How many deserves and how many seas and rivers and water sources and well springs come out from you? Right, the Torah. You start learning something and it keeps on going. The Torah is like endless. You have a thing and it keeps on going. You have a kashrut. Say we learn very shallow. We try, but then it goes far. The halacha goes far. Abi Kabbalah goes so far. What can we say to you? Everyone stands, the Hashem says, everyone stands in front of you. The upper worlds and the upper worlds and the lower worlds. That the Torah makes everyone love you. So in the upper world and in the lower world. Someone who learns Torah, it makes every people like him in this world and in the next world. So who can be zeicha to your honor properly? Who can reveal all the hidden secrets that are within you? It says, whoever, the Zohar Parshas Pinchas says, whoever toils in Torah, come on the Shtadla B'Raisa, they merit that they open up for him all the gates in Alam Haba. and many lights. And when he, you know, when he leaves this world, then this goes in front of him, and it tells every, all the guards at every gate. It tells all the guards at the gate, says, "Open Pishlu Sha'arim, the Yavi Great Tzaddik. Open the gates. Let a righteous nation come, a righteous person come." It says, "Prepare a chair in front of this person who is the servant of the king." Because there's no simchat like Kadosh Baruch Hu, like someone who deals in Torah. And Kol Shekein for a person who stays up at night learning Torah, or even if they stay up, they try to fall asleep and they keep on learning Torah. It says, all the tzaddikim negad Eden, when this person sits and learns Torah at night, when he's tired, he fights his sleep, all the tzaddikim of Gan Eden are listening to his voice, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gets praised by it. It's good to learn Torah at night also. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, so you have to be careful because they're listening to you. That's what they say. Imagine what happens if you stop learning Torah. Imagine they're all listening to you, and all of a sudden, like, you stop to do it Torah. Imagine that everyone's listening to you, Hashem's listening to you, and the tzaddikim. And also you stop talking about something like in real Gishir. It's a real test, especially where there's always telling us the great things that happen when we learn Torah. It's huge. Baruch Hashem. So now I'm going to keep on trying to keep on learning Torah, especially Shavuos is coming. Stay up at night. Oh, Shavuos night. We're going to, that's the upper world. They're probably listening. Everybody learning Torah the whole night. That's the Shavuos. Try to learn Torah Shavuos night. Baruch Hashem. Got that? Torah at night, big Torah. Fine, so Baruch Hashem, now we're in a sugya. Yesterday we learned a sugya, which is not so simple to understand, even on a simple level. Baruch Hashem, so we'll go to this Gemara. We'll try to read from the Shavura, because right, these are Hilchas Yom Tov. So the Shavura like elaborates after seeing all the Rishonim Acharonim. Maybe we'll read a little bit to understand, maybe we'll understand a little clearer the sugya from before. It's good to go back to yesterday's Gemara, go it over again. We'll see, yeah, everybody asked some questions too. I see yesterday also Mishavura talks about the reason of Shaar Tzion. Yeah, the Chafetz Chaim is pretty strong, pretty clear. One day we'll present the sugyas and the Mishavura. One day we'll get there. And now one day we'll get there. Now we'll learn the sugyas, the halacha. There's hope for us. Oh, so Baruch Hashem. So let's try to see this Gemara again. Maybe we'll read out the halacha from the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe it'll come clear. Amar Rav Masna. Come to Rav Masna, says, Eitzim shenashu menadako v'taychatana v'yomtev. Eitzim that fell from the palm tree into the oven on yomtev. Marba aleim eitzim uchanim. What do you do now? So now I'm not allowed to have hana from the Isser, right? What happened? I have a branch now that fell from the palm tree into my oven.
You're 4B and...
Yeah, in the middle.
In the middle.
So, our master, Eitzim Shirash Ben Adek Al Otech HaTana B'Yamto, Marba Aleim Eitzim Mukhanim, you should add on to a prepared wood, U'mastika, and you could burn them. And you weren't allowed to benefit from the tree that fell on Yamto, because it's Mukta. Let's say, because we're afraid you're going to go out and pick a tree, or it's Mukta, because it was attached to the tree at Erev Shabbos. So, Marba Aleim Eitzim Mukhanim, you could add other wood, U'mastika, and burn them all together. So you'll have a majority. Right? So we're not looking at it that you're benefiting from Usser branch. Right? I expect you, but you are moving the branches that are Usser. So what did it say? We answered, no, it's not a problem. Kiva de ruba de teranum. Since most of the branches are mutter, kika mahabak behetera kamahab. When I'm moving mutter, it's comes butal, and you're moving the mutter branches. Good. Let's just assume for now you don't know where the Usher branch was. So we'll say Bittul Berim. Because the big machlekes and the Rashi Rishonim, let's say you know where the branch was. Can you still say Bittul? I know which branch fell first. Then I added more. Do you say Bittul Berim? What do you say?
You have to take it out.
No, I can't take it out.
Because you can see the Isser.
Oh, so it's a big machlekes if you can see the Isser. Usually you can't see the Isser, a little
mill. You can see the Isser because you burnt it. But if you saw the Isser before the Bittul or during the Bittul, it's not Bittul.
Oh, so some Rishonim say like that. You can't do Bittul if you see. So let's assume, to get out of Machlokes, let's assume the case is you don't know where the branch is. You added more branches and you mixed it up. You don't know, you made sure you have no idea which is the original branch. I didn't look at exactly the way the branch looks. I don't know which branch it is. So now you have Bittul Berim. So you're allowed to move all the branches around. When you try to set it up and stoke the fire and move the branches, you're allowed to move all the branches.
Take out the Isser,
I don't know what they went and had that. It's interesting. Take out that one branch. Finish. Why do you have to make things complicated? Leave it in there. And because just take it out. The result is not so easy. If there's already a fire there, it's not so easy to realize. Let's say the fire is already going. Right? So it didn't get good. So one branch. So we tell you, add more. Let's say that you, maybe you can't get it out. It sounds like practically you can't get it out. Because it will be a simple eight. Just pull it out. No, what do you say, Ruben? You know, it fell on Yom Tov.
Yeah, but then the fire should be fired in the perfect.
Why?
Huh?
I think why
because the fire will consume the heat.
Yeah, but then I'm going to benefit from the heat. That's going to be Usr. So now we want to make it, give you, how do we help you now? You can't because Usr, you're not, if you burn something that was Muktzah, you're benefiting from something that's Muktzah. We don't let you benefit from Muktzah. You can't benefit from Muktzah. So if you're going to get heat now from this piece of wood, now you're not going to be able to, I want to bake my bread in the oven. So I can't, I have to wait 2 hours till the heat of the wood moves away. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to bake now. So what's the Eitzah? Put more Eitzim. Put more wood. What's the Eitzah for the Eitzim? That's what we're trying to figure out. So what's the Eitzah for the Eitzim? So put more wood. And then, I'm not benefiting only from the Muktzah. I'm benefiting from all the wood. Good? But, comes in when I said, what do you mean? We now to do that. Now that our purpose be do bake bittul bread. Now purposely put milk into your challah to make it taste better. And put a little bit of milk. Now to do that purpose, right? Right, you're coming and you're bittling it to begin with. You're trying to nullify your iser by putting a majority. Utnah we learn. Even batlan iser lechatzchila. You're not let the bittul iser to begin with. You're not let purposely go with your hands and try to add a majority to bittul the iser. The more answer is honey, we'll be the raisa. That's by in the case of a deraisa. Avu derabanan, by derabanan. But vatlan, you're allowed to do a bittul. That's what we're saying. And we're in the world of derabanan. We're in muktzah now. Either for whatever reason, it's muktzah because it was muktzah, it was attached to a tree. Arab Shabbos, we're afraid you're going to chop it off. It's muktzah. Therefore, you're allowed to do it on purpose. Derabanan let you put a rave there on purpose. What?
Is that all today?
Yeah, because derabanan, meaning this whole is from muktzah, derabanan. Yeah, we can see that. We're going to read that. Allah Masulah Sasha. So we say, fine. That's the answer. The answer is you're adding more wood. Fine. And it's rive and it's your abundance, you're allowed to add it on purpose. Good. In fact, the Mar, it's still not so simple. What about according to Rav Ashi? What did Rav Ashi say? The Amru says, called Davashishna Matirim. If this thing could become mutter tomorrow, I feel the Rabbanan lay bottle. Even though in the Rabbanan will not be Mr. Michael, what are you gonna tell me? So you can't do Bitova right, because it's a thing will become mutter tomorrow. Fine. So you told me you've been to the first. You told me you made it right. So it's not muktzah. It's not a problem. You can benefit. Then you told me that we're in a derabbanan, so you can bittul it on purpose. But what about according to Rav Ashi that you can't bittul something that will become muktzah tomorrow? So I said, "Hani, really, this is hecha the iska hecha the isa l'suri ve'ene. If the isra is in front of me, then you cannot bittul it if it will become muktzah tomorrow. For hacha over here, mikla kali isur, the isra is going to be burnt. Now, what exactly does that mean?" What does that mean?
It's changing its form from wood to burning coals.
Oh, and therefore?
And therefore you're not getting benefit from the wood, you're getting benefit from the heat from the burning coals.
Therefore,
right.
And therefore?
Because it's big can tomorrow, because it's not in front of you. It's not in your front of your eyes. It's burnt up already.
It's not in front of you, because you're saying sorry, it's not in front of your eyes.
If you bittle something and make
the winter
doesn't exist.
So
that
I can tell you
about
it.
To make a winter tomorrow.
It is far like that. It's you understand like that, but fine. I think that's the question, I think, fine. So mikla kali isur. So he's saying, since the isur is not here, so the fascist, he's saying that it can't be bottle. Oh. Okay, so therefore it can be bittul. This whole rule is only because it's in front of me. Right? They can't have bittul. If it's not in front of me, you could have bittul even if it will come with it tomorrow. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch Halacha Shulchan Aruch. Same in Tapkof Zayin, like 507. What does it say over here? Halacha Beis. Aval pi she'etzim she'nashim nadakal v'yamta. Even though the wood that fell from the palm tree on Yamta. Okay, because another example of Shabbos Shalfan, with the Shabbos before it fell. Azur la seeking, you're not allowed to burn it. However, so that's if it fell on Yom Tov. But im nashu b'yom, right? So usually, if a branch falls off a tree, not into the fire, you're not allowed to use it, correct? The branch first time falls off the tree. The branch falls off the tree on Yom Tov. What's the halacha?
Can't touch it.
It's mukta. It was on the tree. Let's say it was mukta. Right? It was attached to the tree. It's mukta. You can't touch it, right? However, im nashu b'yom Tov b'teichat taner. Let's say our case, which comes on Sunday Wednesday, it's from our masna and beitza daf off, right? Beitza daf dalad of a base. Im nashu b'yom. Yom to betechatana. Our case, they fell on Yom to into the tana. Mar ba'aleim eitzim muchan. Add onto them prepared wood. And Rama says they stick in, and you don't know which one. Shalaya is it in the car? You don't know where you can don't recognize where the one iser was. Well, I'm gonna do bittul. I'm reading Shulchan Aruch. Wait a second. Now, so far we're saying the halacha is basically we're saying anymore. However, well, Bob, you have to be careful. So you go ahead and actually back right. You have the problem we had in the beginning of our Gemara. But it's mukta, meaning fire. You're going to burn it, you're going to pit the upper right. But how you let it touch it when you're stoking the fire? How you let it move it around? So they're saying, don't touch this piece that's mukta until you have pit the upper right. Fine. Let's see the Mishnah over here. Aval Mishnah is Mishnah. Mishnah mukta, it's mukta. Because since they were mukhubah, they were attached during Ben Ashrash to the tree, which is mukta. They stay mukta the whole Shabbos, that's one shot. Where the other shot was mukta because we're afraid you're going to go up and pick it, just like we had by the fruit. Fine, we're afraid you're going to come break the branch. Comes, the Mishnah says, if it fell into Yom Tov, and there's already some wood, it's also a big mach like this, but it's important to understand also that there was already some wood in the fire, and you added more. You didn't start, even with our Gemara that says you're allowed to add wood, and in case it was Rabbana, doesn't mean you could, if you had one piece, you could start adding now. If already you had a lot of wood, some wood in there, and this one fell, then you could add to get to a majority. It's also important to say, that's a Rishon Lara Gemara also.
Does that mean the fire's already going?
Kobe's probably going. Kobe's going. Very possible. So again, you had some wood in there, this branch fell in, you added more to become a majority.
Some wood is permissible, and then it looks like fell in.
And then,
and
but
you can add more fire, it's probably not going.
Why? Come here, this.
Yeah, that's my question. Is the fire going or not?
It started going.
If it's going, then it's kind of the BFI.
Why?
It burns from the bottom up, so whatever's from the bottom is going to burn up. Right?
No,
it's kind of you didn't. Before you were Mavandal, you lit the fire, so you must have either not noticed it, or you lit a fire with it that fell on the Shabbos. It's not Mavandal yet, so why are you lighting the fire?
I'm saying, could be a small fire. Let's say it didn't start getting burned yet. Could be this fire there, could be start getting burned. Not sure. Could be, it's just there wasn't there. It was a little fire. It didn't burn this piece of wood yet. You're right. So you're saying if the fire was already burning that wood, you can't do bittul afterwards. You're right.
Right.
So or it didn't
no
burn
fire.
That piece yet.
There's no fire. You have the log that's off the tree.
But, okay, you can say there's no fire. But, you can say that way. There's no fire
probably
there.
Probably because it's a catch 22. You can't light it. And you can't take
could light
it.
Yom Tov. You could light it. You could light it from our pre-existing.
No, I'm saying you can't light it because you're not allowed to use that wood.
Well, unless you bittul.
And you can't pull it out. You can't even cook because your oven's taken up by the log.
Yeah, so what you do?
But you need the oven, so maybe there's a way to take it out. So you need the oven. You need your toner, and there's something in it.
Could be also the oven's very hot. Could be just not practical. For some reason, we're not taking it out. I don't know, we don't have the eight to take this piece out. Could be it's just not practical. The burning hot furnace. You can't stick your hand in the thing. I wasn't there, I don't know how it works, but could be you can't put your hand. I don't know why you can't take it out. For some reason, you couldn't take it out. Something was burning hot. For whatever reason, you can't take it out.
On the other hand, they used to leave the counter running because it's
empty. Can't light it. Oh, they have a pre-existing
small fire. There was something running.
Could be the tanner was something running. Could be somewhere else the fire running. I don't know if it had to be in the tanner. But it's interesting. I don't know exactly if there was a fire running or not. But either way, so what does he say over here? So now you had wood, but it wasn't a right. So you added more, you made it into a right. Because it's a drabon that's mutter. Oh, we said you lied anyway. I wish we said, like, you bring their whole sugi, even though it's 8 and they have a matirim tomorrow, they're going to come with it tomorrow. And if it comes with it tomorrow, it's not batal, even in 1,000. So this iser, look at the way Shura says it. Iser ze kilo tve. This iser is more lenient. It doesn't say it's like totally heavy. Shrei ikr hana'as eitzim. The main benefit you're getting from the wood. But this comes only la'achar hasakot, it only comes after it got burnt. That's look at what we were saying. everything you say, well, your wood burns a little bit, you're getting benefit, the wood's burning. But your main benefit you're getting is when? Is afterwards. After the wood is already burnt. That's the main benefit you're getting. That sha'ar, you want to cook with it, you want to bake with it. Va'azan, at that point, ha'izr kvar ina ba'en, the isra is not in front of us. So what Kagain said, in such a scenario, lo'ichmiru chacham, the chacham weren't so strict. Just because it's a matir, it's going to come with it tomorrow. We weren't so strict to say it can't be batal. Since your ikr hana'ah is in a case where it's not in front of me anymore, your ikr benefit is already when it's heat. Therefore, the rabbanon weren't so machmir. Good? However, fine. You hear the way it's referred, you hear the way he's saying it, it's good? The way he's saying is your main hana'ah is coming when it's not ba'en anymore. What, right, your ain anah is coming at a point, so therefore everything's just a mixture, so I'm not going to tell you it can't have bitter. Good? Now, but according to this, what happened at the beginning of the Gemara? The winning of the Gemara said, ah, it's mukta. How you let him move it? So what do you tell him? What was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara said it's mukta. What do we answer?
Mr. Rabbanan.
Majority of
Heter. Majority of Heter, right? How do you start? Say, ah, that's what he said. He said it's a majority of Heter. Good. But according to this, it doesn't help me. Because it's a Darish Yesh Lamatirim. What are we saying there's a Heter now? What are we saying? I would say, if according to Rav Ashi, it's becoming Mutta tomorrow, say, hey, let it move, it shouldn't be bottle. You're telling me we're not looking at the wood, you're looking at the Eat. Right? But what about the beginning of the Gemara? Beginning of the Gemara, we were looking at the wood. Beginning of the Gemara, we said that you are looking at the wood.
But the wood's changed to hot coals.
Yeah, but that's true. But in the beginning of the Gemara, we were in the point, how you let it move the wood around? What do we say? By right. But now you're telling me you don't have that right, because it's a devastation of materials. We'll come with it tomorrow. You don't have that right. So you're telling me, oh, the case is, you're benefiting from the heat. So in the benefit, you're right. You're benefiting, you can have a vittle in your benefit. But what about at the point where there's still wood? So it could be, the previous Gadim says, that it could be you wouldn't be able to, according to this point, you would not be allowed to move it when it's still wood. This whole hetter we're only giving you is only once it's being burnt. But this, at the end of the Gemara, we're like retracting, saying it's true. According to this, you can't move it when it's still wood. Because that red doesn't help me. Because the Darish Yesh Lamatirin. So he said it could be that it's not bottom. But other
so if any of the wood catches fire, then it's fine.
Any of the wood catches fire. It's true, once it's getting burned, it's fine. But how, but originally, before you lit the fire, while it's still wood, how am I allowed to move
it? But if the wood's already, if any wood in the oven's lit.
Another reason why it's not lit, yeah. Because if it's lit, so it's burnt out, and then your wood after.
Yeah, it's gonna take a while, because you can't have a knot from every piece of wood. It's the whole thing, it's only 2 hours, I want to break my bread now. It sounds like. I'm saying, I don't want to wait for like 2 hours until my thing is ready, until the oven is ready. I thought you're right.
So, even this last question you're having, from the start, the problem is moving this wood that was not bottled. So, if you just put wood in and not moving it in your rash, as you're moving from corner to corner, but if you just put wood in and light it, after the fact, after it's lit, then it would have been retroactive.
But that's what we're saying in the motor. Right. That's the case to me.
No, I'm saying the problem you have is you can't move it around because it never got bucked. It was
right.
But I'm saying you don't necessarily have to move it around. You just put wood on top, kind of a thing.
You're right. You're right. I guess that would be the case. That's mutter. You're right. Because the Gemara was assuming, the Gemara originally asked, you're turning it around, you're moving it around. Or I said it's a rape. So you're right. At the end of the Gemara, the way you have to do it is put the wood down and let it burn. Don't move anything. And then once it's getting burned already, then you have the isser. Then you can have bittel because it's ready. It's not in front of me.
Moves the wood first in the time one. There's wood before. There's fire. So how you can use it? Because you cannot say what was the most of the time was already left.
If I add more.
There's fire before.
Let's say there's little fire before. Let's say it was.
Okay, there's different.
Why?
Because.
You're saying at the time it was burning, it was only burning the mukta. You're saying at the time it was burning.
No, when there's wood before and the wood fell in, there's fire from before.
Right.
So you can use it. You Because you cannot say what was the most wood in the.
So I want to add more, but add a lot more wood. I make it a majority, and that should be much.
Okay, despite the, then there's no fire.
Why? What's the difference?
Because you have to mix up.
I think you have to mix it up. Unless I put it in, I don't know which is which. I didn't mix it. He's really asking how you have to mix it up, because he's asking the question, if you know where it is, it's still a problem. He's saying you need to mix it, so you don't have so you, to make a bit of a right. That's his question. So it could be a bit of a right. It could be like, still mixed up. I don't know which piece it was. I don't know. I'm not like
judging. When it's fire before.
Fine, so it's better.
So when there's no fire, you have to mix it.
If there's no fire, you have to mix it. Or I just don't know which one it was. I saw a branch falling. I don't know how it looks. I don't know which one it is. I saw a branch. I'm not studying the branch. I don't know exactly every branch on my tree, exactly how it looks. If I don't know which branch it was, I don't have to mix it. Let's say I didn't look inside. I don't know exactly which branch it is. So then it could also be mixed up. Right? Let's say I didn't look. I saw a branch falling and I put in more. So then also, you're right. So that also could be, I don't know which branch it is. Fine, very good. That was. So it's the same problem. Actually, it's interesting. Halacha brings down a case, and when I go to it, if we even or Akum, he brings even. Let's say Akum put it. A guy put it in. A guy thought he's helping me, and he put a wood piece of wood. It fell off the branch, fell off the tree. He put it. It would be the same halacha.
Only if
it fell
that day.
Unless it was prepared for before, it's fine.
What if it fell a week before? But yeah, it was before.
It's designated.
It wasn't designated.
Then it's also muktzah. It's muktzah.
Because
it's muktzah. Nachon, that's one pshat. There's one pshat like that.
The only reason we think the guy would designate is because it fell today, and he didn't
have
to designate that
as he would. Yeah, it's ready up to. Right. So nachon, go with that pshat. It's muktzah. They're bringing that here also. If a guy put it in, it's the same issue. The guy stand took a branch and put it in. Also, you're right. If it's the pshat, it's muktzah. It's also if a guy put it in, it's the same halacha. Also, your dog, a guy, whatever, same thing.
Interesting.
Interesting, right? He's saying the Gemara gave a dekel only this example because that's what could burn right away when it falls off the tree. The palm tree it burns; it's already dry on the tree. Then it light, but a regular tree is still live; it doesn't light right away. It's still a fresh tree. What do you say, Ruben? Here's the farmer to.
There's three in all, the branches.
What?
Yeah, he's saying it's a tree.
It's true.
Dead branch.
As long as you see the palm tree, there's always the dead one hanging off the side.
Ah, right. Cody tackles, it's easy, just like hanging.
It's not the super person. But that's what
they use.
That's
what they use. No. They only
have
palm trees?
I think all they
have
is
special
tree chakra.
And you're maybe between the
technical. It's a fellow fact. You don't usually take it. It's over your backyard. It's fine. That culture. I guess they had a lot of palm trees. It's dates. Yeah, it fine. It's interesting. What is there? We have a of Zion. Is it palm tree? Fine. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Let's try to get into the next Gemara. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, Itmar. Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Galus. What do you do? Two Yom Tovs of Galus. What happens? You have Yom Tov this next week. It's going to be Sunday and Monday. It's going to be all over America. You have to have Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. 3 days straight. It's like a half a week. It's like hard. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday straight. It's good to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Most of you get it 2 days. Usually, that's for Shoshana, but usually. Right? Usually 2 days. 1 day, 2 days. Itmar. You know what they say? It takes them longer in America to get to Kedusha. The Sfarim say it takes 2 days to get to Kedusha. We get here in 1 day. They have to keep 2 days Yom Tov in order to get what we get over here in 1 day. So I was going double as fast as them. Everything, every Amud Gemara we learn in America, it's two Amud. Could you hear? Oh, more, really much more, at least. Fine. Itmar. Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Galus. What do you do on 2 days of Galus? Rav Amar, Rav says, Nolda Bezeh, an egg that was born on this day, getting back to the eggs, Mutaris Bezeh, will be Mutar on the second day of Yom Tov. An egg born on today, on Sunday, will be Mutar on Monday. Rav Asi Amar, no. No, there was the asur of the tarbiyah. I said nothing doing. If it's born today, it's asur tomorrow. What's pshat in Rav? Why does Rav say if it's born today, it's born tomorrow? We say mamadusha. Either Sunday, right? Why are you giving me 2 days? Because one day is maybe chal, one day is yom tov, one day is weekday. Right? Because you're not sure which one, because when Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be sfeikat biyah. So either the first day is weekday, so then this egg was born on weekday. Or the second day is weekday, so the second day you're allowed to eat it, but the second day you come short eating. Rav says no. No,
the same concept as the Truma, right? The Truma, is it going to Truma on the 2 days of Yom Tov? He said today is the Yom Tov, tomorrow is
the Yom Tov. Right, correct. So, right, over here you don't have to make the condition, it's automatic. Right, over there you have to make the condition, but here, because like you were taking off the Truma, here it's automatic. By the time it comes to the second day, one day was weekday, exactly. But the same thing we asked you about earlier, but again, the Tanai and Truma, that's the front of Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. Sounds like Rosh Hashanah, good. So, Mishnah and Sounds like fine, that we wrote down. Another note is that, fine. Let's see, so Murabat says, no, even though it was born on the first day, it's still Asr on the second day. Now, why? What do you, one day is Chol, one day was weekday. Why is it Asr? Lema. Because some of Rav Ashi Kedusha Achasi. Rav Ashi also, the Rabbanon, made you keep an extra day. We gave it also the level that we consider it all one big Kedusha. That we don't let you say that one day was weekday. We don't let you do that. We gave it the stringency as if both days are Kaddish, and therefore you have to view as one Kedusha. What do you mean one Kedusha? That means Kedusha Achasi, you have to look at it all as all Yom Tov. You can't start making your Cheshbonos that one day was weekday. Say no, Rabbana, when they originally enacted that you have to keep 2 days Yom Tov, then they made it Kedusha, they made it, they considered it Kedusha Achas. Fine, that's what I was to say now. Let's see Rashi. Shalgalios. Five lines up from the wide lines. We're in the narrow lines, five lines up. Okay, we're small, five lines up in the Rashi. In the Rashi. Shalgalios. Yeah, what does it say, Shalgalios? She'ein oisin oisai el b'nei galios harachaykim yivestin. Right? Why the only gal? What's the yamtav Shalgalios? Why is the yamtav of the galos? Because they only did it, the people who are in Golos, who are very far from Bestin. And why? So why they have to keep 2 days? Because in Ashluchim, the messengers are not able, Yechaylan, they're not able to hagia Eslam, for Rosh Chodesh, Ad Yom Tov. And for Rosh Chodesh, they didn't have fancy planes, Concords. So if you live in America, they can't, their horse and buggy is not going to get to you in 15 days. So you're still not going to know when Yom Tov was, even if it's 15 days later. You're still not going to know when Rosh Chodesh was. Whether it's Chodesh, the 30th day of last month, or on the 31st, which is Aleph, right? When was Aleph? Was Aleph of my new month, Aleph, or Shavuos, they couldn't get there in 6 days, right? They couldn't get there by Shavuos. So they couldn't get to the, from Chodesh until Yom Tov. The idea to tell you, the eighth of Yom, which day Nikva Chodesh, the month was set, if it was on the day, 30th day of the month, or on the 31st day, right? So what is Aleph of my new month? We don't know.
Now, are we talking? The Gauls were talking about those times. We're talking about like Babel and Egypt.
Yeah.
That's where the Shulchan would go to.
Yeah, how far they lived? Yeah, they lived in Babel. If it took more than 15 days to get to Babel, I think Babel is probably closer. I don't know. It takes more than 15 days to get to Babel. I'm not sure.
Parts of Babel, maybe, I don't know.
Right. It's a horse and buggy. On the horse and buggy go. But you're right, it could have been, yeah, Babel. There were definitely a lot of people in Babel then. Egypt could be closer. Egypt is not so far. Maybe they got there within 15 days. Depends, if it's Yom Tov, it's 6 days. Maybe they didn't get there, horse and buggy. Right. So they couldn't get there. So therefore, they don't know which day. We'll say, we don't know, we don't check it. It's tonight Yom Tov, because really Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day of last month. So really today is going to be Yom Tov. It's going to be Yom Tov. Or no, maybe Yom Tov is the next thing. So therefore, well, Eisen and Bezi Yom Tov me something. Since they were in doubt, they kept 2 days Yom Tov. It's really mid-Daraisa, on a Daraisa level, right? But Yom Arisha and Shabbos and Yom Shvi Shvasa. On a Daraisa level, only the first day and only the seventh day is Yom Tov, right? The first day of Pesach and the seventh day of Sukkot is Yom Tov. Yom Arisha and Shabbos, you have to rest. Yom Shvi Shvasa, that's when you rest. Vesulai, not more. This is the Pasuk tells you. The Pasuk tells you the first and seventh day, that's Yom Tov, and no more. So why give me 2 days? 2 days when the Rabbanan says they were specific, they did not know which day is really Yom Tov. They kept 2 days because they were in doubt. Fine. So that's first of all a scenario. Rav says, no, there was more than one. The Mutaris present was actually the first, the end of the first word line. Mutaris present. The Chalvinayu Chalu. One of the days is definitely a weekday. Either way, Shari, it's mutter. By the time you come to the second day, if yesterday's chol, today is, so that means this chick was born on weekday. Today is weekday. Let me eat it today. So therefore, Rav says, "Mamanushach, it's mutter." Good. So good, Mamanushach. Fine. It's good. So that's your answer. So here, Rav Azi says, "No. Even though it's not the bezet, still asura bezet. It's still asura the next day because the fire shva other, like we're going to explain further on. We're going to explain very soon." Let's say Rav Asi holds Kedusha Achasi. It's one Kedusha. Meaning what? What does that mean? It's one Kedusha. So Rashi explains it. What does it mean? It's one Kedusha. What do you mean? One day is really Yom Tov. One day is Chol. What is one Kedusha? What's that supposed to mean? One day is really Yom Tov. One day is not. Saying Chachamim Kavum. The Chachamim set up Avodei Gaila. All the people of Galus, La'asaisav L'dairos, for all the generations, they have to always do 2 days. Mach basav de'exavik, because of this down. They tilum, and they placed on them, they tilum alem, they placed it on them, kechaymer, like the stringencies of Yom Aruch, like one long day. Meaning, if they enacted originally that no matter what, you always have to keep 2 days, right, then that means they want you to view it as one Kedusha. The whole question of our Gemara of Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas is the way the Rabbanan set it up. If the Rabbanan set up permanently, you always have to keep 2 days. And what was the strength the way they set it up? So if they set it up that way, right, so then it's Kedusha Achas, and therefore you have to treat it with one Kedusha. You can't start making Cheshbon, it's 1 day's weekday. Comes in where and asks the question, it's all very nice, but what? We have a contradiction of Asi. You tell me he holds, you can't eat the chicken, the egg on the second day. Must mean he understands the Chachamim, they made it one long Kedusha. They treat it as one long Kedusha. That's if they treat. Right? What's the Gemara question? Rav Asi himself didn't say not like that. Part of Asi, Rav Asi himself said, Mabdil, you can make Havdalah, Miyayim Atav al-Khabri. Between one Yom Tov and his friend and the next day, they used to make Yom Tov. They used to make Havdalah, sir, which means, let's say this, I'm talking about, like in America, Sunday night, they would make Havdalah. What type of Havdalah would they make? Would they just make Havdalah, they make Kiddush also. Because it's Matzah first day Yom Tov, going to the second day Yom Tov. So what would they do exactly? Would they make Havdalah or Kiddush? They would do Yaknas? Yeah.
What did they achieve by that?
Because it's when, on one hand you have to make Havdalah because we're going out for the first day Yom Tov.
Because they're trying to make
Kiddush. I also have to make Kiddush. On the chance that it's Havdalah, you're supposed to make Havdalah tonight. On the chance tonight, today was Yom Tov. So Yom Tov is going on, yeah? Has to make Havdalah. The chance it's Yom Tov tonight, has to make Kiddush. So, as he says, you would make Havdalah. Because what? Because he held there was two Kedushas. Which means, when the Chachamim originally said you have to keep 2 days, they didn't say always keep 1 day forever and that's all they need to talk about. They said it depends where you are, if you know what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing. Right? If you know what you're doing, you know for sure the calendar. Keep 1 day. If not, keep 2 days. So therefore, you should make Havdalah, which means like this. Rashi is going to say that if you know the calendar, you're sure when Rosh Chodesh was, let's say you already set up the calendar, you should make Havdalah tonight. You have to keep Yom Tov tomorrow anyway because everybody's doing that. But if you're a bucky in the calendar, you're one of these guys that knows the... You're like, what's it called? A lunatic. Yeah. And you know all these things. You know how the moon works and everything. Then you should make Havdalah tonight. You still have to keep Yom Tov tomorrow because that's what everybody's doing. But if you know today was really Yom Tov, you should make Havdalah before you make Kiddush. That's what Samir Shani explained. Just, hey, what do you do? You don't just make Havdalah. You don't make Kiddush. What do? You make... It's a style exact. It's very complicated what you would do with that in court of Asi. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to model a Kaddish for Kaddish?
No.
No, because he holds. So there's different sheets, what exactly he would want you to make in your Havdalah. It's very complicated. Because you're keeping up to tomorrow because that's the Xeris Rabbana. The Rabbana told you, because faith there. You happen to be a smart guy, you know how it works. So you have to also make Avdallah. So there's no reason exactly what to do. It's complicated what this Avdallah means. One shot is, the Shita Mugubetza says that, first of all, you can't be Mazalz in Yom Tov Sheni. So we're not going to let you make just Avdallah. So what you make is, and also, so he says maybe Amal Makadosh L'Kadosh, maybe you should make that. That's also a little funny because it's not really. When do you say Amal Makadosh L'Kadosh? When a Shav is going into Yom Tov, right? Then you say Amal Makadosh L'Kadosh. But here it's a little funny because you really know tomorrow is really not Kadosh. But it's, you're not really Amal Makadosh L'Kadosh because you can't say that because then you're degrading tomorrow. Like saying the Shani isn't really. So it's like complicated. So he says maybe you should make a. Rav Ashi would say you should make Hamavol Ben Kadosh HaChomer L'Kadosh HaKal. We're being Mavdal between. The Kaddish which is very strict, the Shita Mekubetzes. Between the Kaddish which is very lenient. The other Shita say you're not allowed to make such a thing. You say you can't make Kaddish or Kaddish, but it's only Havdalah between Shabbos and Yom Tov. You go to a real Kedusha. It's complicated. It's a shayla. What exactly? They're saying that according to Hogan, they're like trying to grapple what exactly Havdalah you're going to make exactly. It's like complicated. According to we don't do this halacha maisa. We don't have to worry. But it's just theoretically, what would Rav Asi do exactly? What type of Havdalah would he make? Like, I think also it's a little complicated a little bit because the Gemara is going to say Rav Asi did this for in doubt. You don't really know exactly what's going on. So how can you make a bracha l'vatal? How do you make a bracha in doubt? It's a bracha l'vatal. How do you make avdala? How do you make avdala? It's a bracha l'vatal. Like the Gemara is saying he did it because he wasn't sure. It could be it's Yom Tov, it could be it's not Yom Tov. That's really the next line. Of course, I'll wait till tomorrow night. Worst comes to worst, I'll wait till tomorrow night. But yeah, I'll make avdala. What? No, because b'diavad, you're not supposed to wait. Yeah, this is what you should do. You're not supposed to wait till tomorrow night. That's what's supposed to make a bracha. How to make all the brachas, right? Yeah, you're right. If it's Masi Shai, you must make Abdullah tonight. You're supposed to wait. Not supposed to wait till Sunday night to make Abdullah. So you're supposed to make Abdullah tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow night, right? Make Abdullah tonight. So it could be also he didn't really mean you should make your own bracha. He would want you to add it into the Kiddush, right? He's not going to tell you to make your own bracha. It's not like Yakinahad. You know, you make like Yain Kiddush, Ner Havdalah is my Nikah. You don't want you to make your own bracha of Abdullah. In the bracha for Kiddush, you'll add, and also, by the way, it's also we're doing some type of Havdalah program also in here. But it's a little complicated, it's from Asiya. It's like, but anyway, we don't do this. Halacha l'mayis. Halacha l'mayis, we keep 2 days. We say, even the second day, Yom Tov, we have to say Shachriyanu. We also say Shachriyanu. We moms treat it like, to a certain extent, like, in for Kiddush, it's interesting. For Kiddush, we treat it as Kedusha Achas. For Kiddush, we make regular Kiddush, we don't make Havdalah, right? But for Egg, we'll go like Rav, that it's two Kedushas. For Halacha l'mayis, we hold like Rav. Right? That's two Kedushas.
If it was
2 days,
why would we say
Kedush
again?
I mean, just from the first night? It's a little complicated. We still do it because it's fake in the end. This is Chazal Mersak. Since, we're going to see it in Gemara soon, since there were times they didn't know which day was Yom Tov or not. So, therefore, we always made forever, you always make 2 days, even if you do know. I mean, Chazal Mersak, you make Kiddush again. Chazal said to do it. You're asking Hekel Chazal. Misaka for you to make a Kiddush. I have to Chazal tell you maybe make a Selig Bracha L'Vatala. That's also a good question. Whatever is Yom Tov, how you make a Kiddush might not be Yom Tov today. I mean, you tell me to make Kiddush again, but maybe it's not Yom Tov. Why tell me to make Kiddush again? And it can be even Bracha L'Vatala. It's also a good question. It's also they talk about this. It's also a good question. That it's all considered Bracha L'Vatala for nothing. Chazal had a reason why you're doing it because they weren't sure and they made Tagan. It's not called Bracha L'Vatala. This is kind of bracha l'vatal only if like you're just like making bracha in vain. Mm-hmm. Well, since it was a stuff that can need for a gzeira, they had their reason. Therefore, it's not called a bracha l'vatal. It's not considered that it's for nothing. Bracha she'in it's shricha. Fine, but Rav Asi saying we're not sure.
Wait
until
the second day.
Yeah, it's true. Rav Asi obviously holds you not l'chatzchi. You're supposed to wait. Also, you certain malachas you can't do until you make avdala. You're gonna say bracha l'vatal. I mean, it's the yamtiv sheni. Anyway, you can't do malacha. I was thinking maybe that he wants to make Abdullah so you could eat. You could eat tonight.
He's
doing
Abdullah
to eat for the meal. For the Suda. But also, a lot of reasons.
But aren't you allowed to sort of delay Abdullah even like to Wednesday morning or something?
No, not Al-Khatkhila, but Yavid. If you didn't make it, but you're not supposed to. And if you ate, it's very complicated. If you eat, then this. If you ate already, it's not so much you make Abdullah. If you didn't make Abdullah in davening, right?
Yeah.
And you ate and you didn't make Abdullah. First of all, it's not a matter of over without the kind of tongue. It's complicated. It's not so simple. You don't just have till Tuesday. It's not a free help. When they learn halachas, it's not so pashy. Can you make a bracha until Tuesday with all the brachas and you don't do an Aish? It's not regular Abdullah. if already you're not supposed to be allowed to eat before Abdullah. So you could fast, unless you want to go to sleep Matzah Shabbos. It's Hilchos Abdullah. He'll look in Kitzur Shachanar, Hilchos Abdullah. More information on Hilchos Abdullah. But it's not so posh, it's wait till Tuesday.
The person from outside comes in and says, wait, the Shabbat on the second day, they invite you to do something. I say, I don't know.
What's your good question? You.
Because I keep one day.
You keep one day.
So you're going to the American family and you have to
So you make Abdullah. So you have to make Abdullah. He has to make Kiddush.
You
got to say amen. You can say amen, yeah. Say amen. He has to make the bracha, yeah. I just had it in America. In America, Pesach. Matzah. Well, when did I make Abdullah? The second day of Yom Tov. I made Abdullah. When did I make Abdullah? No, I didn't do the side room. You know, you're not supposed
to.
Better not.
Really low. The second day, you like
kind of
just
play
really low.
Right, don't do that. I made Abdullah. They're making Kiddush. By the Seder, they were doing the Seder. The second Seder, I made Abdullah. And they were doing the Seder.
You were in the second Seder, no?
I said it a little bit, but yeah.
So
it's good food.
Like,
I have to do Kaddish for Chassid. The kids wanted to do it, so they didn't. Kaddish, four cups, but I didn't even say. I didn't do whatever. I didn't eat Masa Mara. I waited. I went to sleep. I woke up from Shulchan Aruch and I got up for the meal. No. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Fine, so tomorrow we'll go over this Gemara. It's a little Baruch Hashem, so we'll try to review now. Tomorrow we'll try to go over this Gemara again and get more into it, but. Parakashas, a lot going on here.